أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لكل أمة جعلنا منسكنهم ناسكوه فلا ينازعنك في الأمر وادع إلى ربك إنك لعلى هدى مستقيم وإن جادلوك فقل الله أعلم بما تعملون الله يحكم بينكم يوم القيامة فيما كنتم فيه تختلفون Sadaqallahul Azim. These are from ayah 67 to ayah number 69 of Surah Al-Hajj. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the previous verses spoke about Allah's extreme kindness upon insan by giving man whatever man requires on the surface of this earth. But if we go before all of this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had been speaking about the mansak, the manasik, the different modes, different types of ibadat that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had blessed this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the cause of the discussion, and Allah Ta'ala says, لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكًا. For every ummah, for every Nabi, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had sent down a mansak. Mansak, according to the most of the commentators here, will refer to the way of worship, the way of ibadat. Understand that insofar as iman was concerned, insofar as tawheed was concerned, insofar as risalat, nubuwat, akhirat, all of that, there was absolutely no difference in the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam's teachings. Every Nabi came with the same message of La ilaha illallah. Every Nabi came with the same message of regarding akhirat. Every Nabi came with the same message with regards to tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But in the mode of practice, in the way of practice, sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala changed the way of worship for a particular ummah. Every Nabi, for example, like we hear all the time, Allah Ta'ala had granted salat, Allah had given this gift of namaz, but the mode of how to perform salat, the times of salat, the conditions of salat, the qibla of salat, that would have differed. And each Nabi would may have had a different way. Like that fasting, like that zakat, and all the tenets of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would have differed, but in the very fundamental, there was no difference between the message of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salam, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, etc. Hum nasikuhu. Then Allah ta'ala says they observed all of this. That at the time when the Nabi was there, the Nabi taught the people then fulfilled the hukam of Allah according to what was taught to them at that particular time. فَلَا يُنَازِعُنَّكَ فِي الْأَمَرِ. Now they shouldn't come and dispute with you, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, regarding the command, of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now they come, the Yahud come, the Nasara come to you, and they say that our salat differed from your salat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made this the final deen, and every other way of life becomes abrogated. Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Now they have to enter into Islam completely and totally, and they cannot have any dispute. The fundamentals will remain the same. The mode of ibadat and worship would have differed. Wad'u ila rabbik. But when they come and they argue with you, don't pay much attention to the argument. Continuously invite towards your Rabb, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We will find that the maqsad of deen is to worship Allah, to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to invite towards Allah, and do not let all of these arguments sway you away from the invitation towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ هُدًى مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Allah Ta'ala now certifies, Allah Ta'ala stamps Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam's lifestyle, and Allah Ta'ala says, most certainly you, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are on the hidayat, on the guidance that is mustaqim, that is straight. In other words, exactly how Allah Ta'ala wants you to lead your life, that is how you lead your life, that is how you teach your ummah, and like that we see, read that every day in Surah Yasin, ala siratim mustaqim, that you, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you on the siratim mustaqim. Wa in jadaluk, and if they come and they dispute with you, فَقُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ, then say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows very well what you do. Allah ta'ala knows about your ibadat. So why do you want to change my mode of ibadat that came directly through the wahi, through the Quran Sharif? Allahu yahkumu baynakum yawm al-qiyamah. And also inform them that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will adjudicate, Allah ta'ala will judge between you on the day of qiyamah. Fima kuntum fihi takhtalifun, in the matters that you deferred, that Allah had given me this way of life, I have presented it to you, you want to stay on the old which Allah Ta'ala has already nullified, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will become the best of judges. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.